this in the morning. You'll love it. Your mom did.
What is that noise?
Oh, I just figured out what that is.
It went perfectly with the song.
I know.
Yeah, like, I thought it was part of the song.
So, Greg.
Yep.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing.
Apparently, there's some rumors swirling about the building.
A rumor I started, number one.
Why would you start this rumor about yourself?
I was at a remote, and I, you know, we have the, I guess, what do they call them? Remote techs? Lost Boy used to work with them. Is that what they're called? Remote techs? Is that what they like to be called? I don't know what they like
to be. Yeah, that's the official term, I guess.
All right. Well, engineer, whatever. I don't know what they are. Anyway.
They're the guys that go when we're out at location, like Izzy's going to be at T-Mobile on Saturday. They go and they set up the broadcasting equipment and the tent. And
we all hang out together. We're all, you know, we're all cool. And I was talking to one of the guys, Angel, who's, you know, everybody likes Angel. He's one of our remote techs, and I like hanging out with him at the remotes. But we were talking about people that were difficult. You know, like a lot of the people, which they call talent, the on-air people or whatever, they feel like are difficult at the remotes and stuff like that. Like, why is this not working type people? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I was sitting with them and we were talking about people. I'm not going to say anybody's names, but there was a couple that, you know, that whatever, apparently are a little difficult. And then I was like, I said, yeah, man. I said, I'm glad nobody thinks that about me. And he just sat there for a second. He's like, it's complicated.
What?
Oh, and I said, what? I was like, dude, what do you mean? I never had. And he's like, well, no, personally, bro, you're me. I've never had a problem with you ever.
Oh, so Angel's never had a problem with you.
That's what he said.
That somebody else has had a problem.
So then I was like, wait a minute, who did I have a problem? I've never had a problem with any remote ever. Like, what are you talking about? So now I'm like, is this what they think about me? So
oh
I was
God.
Like, I want to ask Lost Boy, you work with these people.
Hey, man.
Look, you ever heard anything?
Hey, man.
I can't speak for everyone, but in my case as a remote tech, I worked with you a ton of times.
Yeah.
Always solid. Always good.
All right, but let's...
Are you just trying to save your job, though, Lost Boy?
Yeah, you know, I got to watch my...
No, being honest, though. Honestly, though, have you ever had a problem? I mean, a remote where I'm like, I don't feel like I was like... I don't know. Needy.
Is Greg high drama?
Is
at
he high maintenance?
Yeah.
No. There's hesitation.
How am I high maintenance?
What does that mean?
Oh man!
What did I do that was high maintenance?
Yourself, Lost Boy. You're hiding something.
Let me just react. Hey, Lost Boy, is Greg high maintenance at remotes? That's all it is. That's all that's been happening. Hey, Lost Boy, you don't think I'm high drama, do you? He's bleeding.
Dude, I want to know what you're talking about.
I'm totally, dude, no, you guys are blowing this way out of proportion.
No, I don't think
I'm blowing out of proportion. Oh, really?
No, I just said he's solid, dude. He's always good to work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to find out who the people are that are saying this.
You guys want me to go infiltrate the remote techs?
Yeah.
You
know,
I'm going to bring him in. I'll bring him in here.
Yeah, I still kick it with him.
We're going to bring him in here and find out what's being talked about in the remote tech world about my man Greg Salerno over here.
That world is a completely
The worst part, I can understand, like, if I was, like, you know, straight business all the time, and I was like, you know what, that's it. That's part of my job. I don't care what they think about me. I thought I was one of the cool ones. Like, I don't understand what I did. I didn't sit there. I don't care.
Cool ones, like how?
Like, I don't know. I let him do coke at the table. No, I'm kidding. No, but like, I don't even feel like it's my place to tell him anything. I just sit there, you know what I mean? They do whatever. I don't tell anybody what to do or complain about anything at the remote. I shouldn't say that, but I don't even.
So you think you're like the cool uncle of the talent?
Well, I thought I was at least one of the cool ones of the people.
You're like, I don't know. I bring them snacks and I let them do whatever they want.
What the hell did I do? Of all people, I sit there.
Wow. Man, Angel said that.
Yeah, that's Angel. Awesome. I believe Angel. Angel's been around here.
No, I believe Angel too. That's why it made me upset. I was like, what are you talking? And he didn't say anything else either. He was like, no, like whatever. But I was like, why would you? He wouldn't hesitate. He said personally he never had an issue. But I was like, well.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're going to say this to your face that they never had an issue.
Well, there is no issue, though.
Look, I'm trying to think of ones off the top of my head because I know pretty much everyone on that team back there pretty well. So I trained some of those guys. And,
Let me interrogate Lost Boy just for a second here.
Okay.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
Can I just ask one question really quick?
What?
What would you consider somebody difficult to work with in terms of talent?
Wait, don't mention any names, but just say like...
Yeah. No, not names, but characteristics.
The problem is if I give examples, you guys are automatically going to know who I'm talking about.
I'm not.
But you're saying...
But what's an example? Like somebody that like complains a lot? What do they even have to
do? What I hear is people... Okay, can I say... I'm sorry to cut Lost Boy off.
No, no, go
but
ahead.
I want to... Because I want to ask Lost Boy a question, so I want to establish what we're talking about.
Wait a minute. Is this your interrogation?
A little bit. All right, a little bit of interrogation, Lost Boy. Now, Lost Boy, we've all heard stories about... And I'm not going to mention names either or give anything detailed, but people get upset if things aren't working. They throw things around, whatever, right? Is that...
It's 100% true.
Okay. Now,
he's so nervous.
Have you ever heard from another remote person that I have done any of those things or that I haven't been difficult in any way at a remote?
No.
Okay.
I swear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to ask, I want to talk to Angel then because I want to see what's going on. Sparks doesn't look convinced.
Not at all.
You guys got me sweating over
here. Yeah, look at that Lost Boy. Look at him lying through his teeth. He knows more answers than he's giving right now.
I think he does too, yeah.
Oh, he's lying about something. But what's he lying about?
You don't forget where he came from, man.
Oh, he's trying to protect
his own. And just, oh, by the way, just to clarify, you guys don't only work with comp. I mean, not you guys, because I know you don't do remote anymore, but the guys that work in the remote department, they do sports, they do all the stations that we have in this building.
They know all the talent.
Right. And we're talking like even La Buena, you know, the Spanish day.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a big group of people that necessarily they could be talking about. It doesn't have to be anybody on comp.
Right.
But. Yeah, and plus you've worked with people throughout the years. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean people currently working. So here's my my question for you, Lost Boy, before we start going to the phones, because people, I think, want to weigh in and cross-examine Lost Boy slash knowledgeable of the remote tech. Lost Boy, here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody in mind that might be making complaints about Greg Salerno out on the remote? Do you have a person in mind?
You know, he did remotes for a very long time. And you guys will know this man very well. I'm not going to say any names, but you'll know him very well.
Is it Steven?
I ain't saying nothing.
Wait!
Oh, my God!
Steven's complaining about me!
Oh, my God!
Get him off right now!
Wake his ass up!
Lost Boy, eerily quiet over there.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Look,
dude,
man,
if that's not, what it is, that doesn't even count. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not saying it was Steven directly.
But you're saying you've heard things in the past that would make you think that maybe it was Steven.
That maybe it would be Steven.
Oh, my God.
Steven's complaining about you,
he's at, home sleeping sweetly, dreaming right now. He has no idea. Now, we are unfolding
after what
things.
I put that guy through, I don't really. If it's Steven, I'm fine with it.
I will also say, though, about Steven, when he gets upset about things,
he flips out.
They're not things that you should really be upset about.
Yeah.
Well, so if he did ever have any bad things to say about you, he was probably upset about something else in the moment and then just blamed you.
Maybe.
Steven, if you're listening right now, you should probably come in.
Everybody, shut up, Joseph.
Yo, shut up, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if this is really being difficult or not, but I've heard Greg. I've heard you complain many times about being cold.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm cold.
Yes.
Hey, if you're going outside, wear a jacket. You know, it's raining. Bring an umbrella.
Yeah, no, I've had remotes where I was wearing 3 pairs of pants and 7 socks and like 3 jackets and still complaining it was cold. So that part, okay, yeah. I will give you that.
He's like an elderly
woman. That's the only
thing
I've ever heard, though. Obviously, I don't work with you guys, so I don't know.
I get it. No, yeah, that would be one thing. If I complain about it being cold, then I get that because I do complain. I complain in here when it's cold. Like, I complain about cold all the time. So.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you're only going to get colder with losing that weight.
That's true. I'm losing my beluga layer.
Yeah. You do look a lot thinner, by the
Thanks.
Way.
Thanks. Shut up, Joe.
I did before that cookie I ate.
Yeah, Greg just ate a cookie, which I don't know why you did that.
I don't either, because a guy called in badgering me, and whatever.
Thank you, 5150. Yeah. Keep doing it. Bring in more cookies. Hey, look at this.
5150 is a difficult caller.
We're going to need to get to the bottom of this. We're going to have to find out. We'll start with Steven, since that seems to be our greatest lead at the moment. But maybe we should bring in Angel on air as well.
We definitely need to talk to Angel.
All right, fine. We'll bring in Angel. We'll schedule a time that Angel comes in and starts chit-chatting with us about, you know, the complexities of behind the scenes in the remote tech world. And Greg Salerno, who apparently is a diva and a drama queen.
It's the opposite.
That's amazing.
Now, I don't know if it is. I don't know anymore.
Dude.
I used to think you were pretty easygoing.
All right, Izzy, honestly,
yeah,
Izzy.
Now I'm thinking about all the times,
Izzy,
you know, you do complain a lot.
In all honesty, if I was at a remote and you're a remote tech, would you think I was a difficult? I would just sit there and I have
Hey, you're kind of difficult sometimes.
You guys want me to wear a wire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I do want you to wear a wire.
Yes,
do
I do.
100% wear a wire.
Yeah. Dude, I'm on the inside of that whole click, man.
Oh, my God.
You have been difficult at times on remotes. You do complain when it's cold.
Okay, that's different.
Okay, that's not different. That's you complaining.
That's not complaining to the remote tech.
Not you're complaining to remote techs.
I'm not telling him to fix the weather. I'm just saying I'm cold.
Yeah, I know, but that's you're now a whiny guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not per look, I don't brag a lot on the show, but I am probably the best person to work with on a remote. Lost Boy?
Yeah, you tried to force a cheeseburger on me. Oh, for
yeah,
weeks.
He's a bad person.
For weeks.
You know what? We've actually had an entire breaks based on how bad Sparks is at remote.
Excuse me.
Yes,
I am.
We have.
Dude, I will tell you though. Don't even get me started.
Wait a minute.
I'm not talking about you. Not about you. Not about you.
No. There better not be drama about me back there.
Sparks is the worst person to work with.
No.
Lost Boy, who's saying it? You or other people too?
I'm 100% the best person to work with on a remote. I know
about that.
Over under five people have said that to you, Lost Boy.
Oh, my God.
He didn't answer right away. He didn't answer right away. Yeah.
Damn it, Lost Boy, when they ask a question... Stop it! You got to answer right back immediately or they think you're...
I got lines to answer, phone lines to answer. I got
to
go.
Oh, man.
This is not good. We're going to have to bring Angel in here and find out what people are saying. More, specifically about you.
Yeah.
Clear my name. Clear my name.
Oh, please. My name. If you're not bad, how could I possibly be
bad? Dude, I'm telling you, I'm the best person on remotes. Because I started in the remote tech world. That's where I started. Okay. I know exactly what they're doing, man. They're setting up things.
So
they're driving around.
Yeah.
Well, so you're too understand new. what I meant earlier.
Huh?
Is you don't forget where you came from.
That's right.
Exactly.
See, I'm telling you, Izzy, you take a page out of my book on the remote tech world. They're going
to
treat you like C-3PO, and they're going to hold you up on their shoulders.
I always ask them if they want. I help them put the thing up. I help them take it down. I help
you do? Them
Absolutely.
What?
I always ask.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God.
Hey, Izzy.
That is awesome.
Stop making us look bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of work for just one person to do, and I feel bad if I'm there and I just sit there for 2 hours. I'm going to help them put this stuff up and take it down.
You are crazy.
Yeah, don't ask Izzy any more questions.
It's no big deal. It's what, an extra 10 minutes out of my day? It's not a big deal.
Okay, is he?
Now you're going to say you don't have them put rose petals out for you when you go to your car.
I don't.
I mean, what is wrong with you?
Really?
Here's what we're going to do, okay? 876-3692, if you can think of a way or questions that we can ask to find out subtly if Greg is the biggest diva in out on live remotes, that'd be great. Which we already know he is.
It's so ridiculous.
And,
I never done it.
Yeah. No. Also, we're going to make Lost Boy wear a wire. We're going to get that audio and we're going to play it back here. As Lost Boy goes.
It's not being a snitch. I'm just informing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, you're not a snitch.
That's a Whitey Bulger.
I got friends in town right now that are listening. This is the only break they've ever listened to, ever. Shout out to Keith. I'm not really like that. I'm a good person.
Yep. Hey, Keith, you're friends with a complete diva drama queen. Out on remotes. This guy can't stop whining.
Yeah, right.
Constantly. 876-3692 if you want to throw down. You can always text in BS and your message. 69187.